Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. It's rumoured that Google will face a massive 3 billion euro fine from the European Commission for breaking antitrust laws. Research has found that retail shopping is becoming increasingly omnichannel in France, and the B2C e-commerce market in Iran is set to grow. It's strongly believed that Google will face a massive 3 billion euro fine from the European Commission for breaking antitrust laws. The search engine company has been accused of boosting the ranking of its own Google shopping price comparison services, whilst pushing rival services offered by competitors further down the search results. According to an anonymous source with knowledge of the punishment, the European Commission will formally announce the fine in June. If the fine is confirmed as being 3 billion euros, it would be the largest ever fine handed out to a company guilty of antitrust charges. Google has refused to comment. It has the option of fighting the fine in the European Court of Justice. The European Commission is also investigating Google for abusing its dominance in the smartphone market with its operating system Android. Research by Ingenico Group has found that retail shopping is becoming increasingly omnichannel in France. Half of respondents in the study reported using at least two internet devices to shop for retail items, with mobile shopping being more common amongst women and desktop online shopping being more common amongst men. One in five said they regularly researched online and then bought items in a physical store, with one in ten saying they regularly researched in a physical shop and bought online. French consumers are also coming to expect e-commerce sites to offer multiple delivery options. Almost two-thirds of respondents said they regularly use between two and four different delivery options, such as click and collect and home delivery. France has a digital buyer penetration rate of 72%. The B2C e-commerce market in Iran is set to grow, according to research by YStats. Iran has the highest number of online shoppers in the Middle East thanks to its large population. With internet penetration on the rise, this number is set to grow even larger. The high penetration of debit cards is another factor in favor of Iran's e-commerce market, as well as the recent lifting of sanctions from the West. The most popular e-commerce sites in Iran include Digicala, Bamalo, and Isam. Iran has an internet penetration rate of 57%, equivalent to around 47 million people. Mobicash and Bolero have teamed up to launch a mobile commerce solution in several townships in South Africa. The companies will be offering small to medium-sized B2C businesses a way to offer mobile payments to their customers. The two companies have already rolled out the same scheme successfully in the Rwandan market. Mobicash and Bolero have commented on the launch, saying that they hope the mobile payment solution will not only help small businesses, but also help stimulate the South African e-commerce market as a whole. And finally, Indonesia has announced that it wants to transform the town of Bumi Serpong Damai, also known as BSD, into a digital city to rival Silicon Valley. Sinar Mas Land, the company in charge of the ambitious project, has explained its plans for the city, saying it goes beyond just building public utilities and infrastructure or providing broadband internet access to all BSD city households. Sinar Mas Land is building a network that will help with city planning and city life in every aspect. So far, broadband, phone lines, public Wi-Fi, and a public cloud are all available. The production of a mobile app to allow residents to make payments, book facilities, order transport, and access entertainment and healthcare is still in the pipeline. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.